This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So this psychotic woman that's screaming, these people are so deranged. We can't even play the clip, folks, because it's just nothing but obscenities. It's just she's shouting obscenities. But put her on the screen here. I mean, look, Alex.
Oh, and she starts crying. Yeah. She starts crying.
And that's what I was going to say, because, look, you and I, we're fun-loving guys. But at the end of the day, I mean, we really do have a heart. I mean, I feel bad. I mean, I look at these people. This is a woman who is severely traumatized by years of psychological abuse. And here she is just at a breaking point with it now when reality smacks her in the face. And that's what's so sad about this is the reason why we have these massive psychotic breaks from leftists is because they've been taught an entirely false worldview. They believe an entirely false world. And when reality hits them, they break down, Alex.
No, you're exactly right. That reality check, it's a hard pill to swallow. And that's why they call it, you know, taking the red pill. I mean, these people are still basically zonked out on their Brave New World soma. They're on their blue pill. And once you start getting a little bit of that red pill and people start tossing at you, it's hard. If you're not used to it, if you're not expecting it and your cage gets rattled, it's not a pleasant experience. And you can tell she did not have a pleasant experience. And this is another thing you mentioned, empathy and being empathetic. Now, I am not better than anybody. I would never, ever claim to be. But I'm saying with these people, even though that I morally, they're morally repugnant, these abortionists, they have, you know, ideologies that I would, you know, think are absolutely disgusting. I think we do need to be empathetic to them, even though they are so repugnant compared to us morally, because they were probably abused. They were probably victims, or they're probably under some sort of mass formation hypnosis on. And I know you realize that, but there was a time when I was like them, you know, not that I was a loony leftist like that by any means, but you know, I see the good in these people, even though they're evil, even though they're probably like, you know, taken over by some sort of satanic being. I feel like there's good in everybody, and I wish we could just, I know it sounds corny and cliche, but I wish we could all just hold hands and sing Kumbaya and all get along.
Or at least return to those moments that we could share, like going to a ball game or going to a movie theater, but the left has ruined that stuff too now. And you know, here's kind of, this has been my experience, and I don't know if you've had a similar experience, but let's say, you know, when I first took the red pill, a lot of people, the first time a lot of people were ever exposed to me was the AIDS Skrillex, Carl the Cuck famous video from 2016 when we're outside a Trump rally. And genuinely at that time, I mean, from the period of 2013 when I, let's say, took the red pill to about that time in 2016, I really assumed that people would want the information and the stuff that I had been denied access to that I now knew and understood. I thought I could share it with them. I thought I could tell them, hey, you're being tricked, you're being lied to, you're being abused. And that's what that was the whole thing out there on the streets that day. I was like, hey, look, you know, you're being lied to about Trump. You're being lied to about this. You're being lied to about that. And you realize they don't care. That's what's sad is they really don't care. I guess it's the old cliche. You can take a horse to water, but you can't teach him to drink. But that's what these people are. They don't want the fountain of knowledge. They don't want the fountain of reality. They don't want to control their future. And that's all the same signs of an abuse victim.
No, Owen, and you nailed it. No amount of evidence can convince an idiot. And that's the thing is, I thought that same thing when I started talking about truth or I started talking about conspiracies. I thought everybody would just eat it up. Oh, this is the truth. The government's lying. They never had weapons of mass destruction. You know, there's an Operation Northwoods. You know, it was a plan for 9/11. Blah, 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 blah. You're just yelling at people, giving them all this information. They don't even want to hear it, Owen. They don't even want it because they don't want to break that cognitive dissonance. Even though they know the government lies to us, even though they know there's classified levels of information that you and I will never be privy to, they still somehow, some way have cognitive dissonance and still have faith that the people in charge actually have our best interests in mind. So, no, it's really weird trying to break people out of that spell. And I think now the only way to do it for me is trying to make people laugh and then make them question, is this real or is this fake?
Yeah, maybe a little public humiliation ritual is what's going to do it. They feel a little shame. Maybe they have a little second thought. Maybe they get brushed aside like a twig. You know, like that. I mean, come on, man. Look at that arm strength. He's living his prime time. 99.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, we got Alex here with us for one more segment. Just to kind of get into any other news, anything else he's noticing. But, you know, obviously having to go and face down these psychotics. I mean, your videos are getting millions of views. That one's probably been seen 5 million times at this point. What else is on Alex Stein's radar? What else is Alex Stein thinking about when he's not trolling the people that take flags out of plastic bags and wave them around like it's a movement, like we don't realize they just bought them that morning?
Well, I appreciate that. And for the people playing at home, to break the fourth wall, Owen and I will be spending this Thanksgiving together. So I'm excited to be and hang out with you this holiday season with you. So, but other than that, Owen, I'd like to get your opinion on this. Now I see in the conservative side, people are freaking out. Now, I definitely want Herschel Walker to win over Warnock. I think that's a very important race. But when it comes to the Dr. Oz and Fetterman race, for me, I, of course, wanted Oz to win. But now, after seeing these pictures of Fetterman in a suit on Capitol Hill, you know, lurching around Washington, D.C., I think we're going to have an endless amount of content for the next few years. So I'm very grateful for John Fetterman. What do you think about that, Owen?
I have a feeling if this timeline plays itself out as you envision, at some point in the future, you will be called an ableist. And they will say you're not allowed to troll or make fun of Fetterman because of his severe mental disorder.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, that's what they said after his debate, after he did so poorly. The people that called him out, they called him ableist because we want a senator that's able to not have to have some sort of interpreter for them to ask a simple question. Can you imagine him trying to get some sort of legislation done, actually having to read a bill, actually having to do some sort of actual comprehension if the guy can't even string two words together? But no, if you call that out, you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're an ableist.
Ableist!
Ableist.
You know what, though?
I don't mind that one. I don't mind that. They can call me ableist all they want. That one, that's no big deal. I kind of like ableist a little bit.
I mean, you're an ableist. Like, yeah, I'm an ableist. I want a fast runner to run in the track meet. Like, I guess I'm an ableist. So, yeah. Here's the question, though, is we've got the cat takeover now. The cats are taking over the screen.
Yeah, I know. Sky Bear. He's going, I know. I'm telling you, folks, there's at least a good microphone.
I don't know how Stein doesn't cough up a hairball on air here. But here's the question. It's so incredible. How does Fetterman really get in? I mean, you gotta wonder, because the whole situation with the wife, I mean, there's some story there with the wife. I don't know. She looks like some sort of a succubus, like witch type of thing. And then you've got the fact that he can't talk. He held a shotgun to a neighbor, to some guy, a black runner's, a black jogger's chest. I mean, it's like so ridiculous. Everybody knows the Ahmaud Arbery story, but Fetterman was the original deal, putting the shotgun to a jogger's chest, an innocent jogger. He can't read. I mean, it's just like, how does this guy, what, is it a big joke? Is this like a big joke on society? Was it like a test? I mean, how?
Ellen, you know exactly what it is. It's just like Katie Hobbs, who basically campaigned from her freaking basement like Joe Biden. I know she was Secretary of State in charge of that election. But I think with any sort of election, if you can freaking hook it up to the Wi-Fi, if the CIA, NSA, if any of these people can get access to any sort of these machines, then how are we supposed to have faith in it? And it's like, you're going to tell me Joe Biden got 81 million votes?
But why Fetterman? But why Fetterman? Okay, I get it. The Democrats own Pennsylvania. They can do whatever the hell they want. Everybody knows it. They own it now. Why Fetterman? Like, what is
that? Because he's so dumb! Because he's such an android! He's literally just, he's not even a human being. At this point, he's like levers. He's like buttons. He's the only person that's dumber than Joe Biden. And that's why they like Joe Biden. You know this. There's a video of Barack Obama talking about how he would like to do his third term as a shadow president in the basement with an earpiece. Because they don't want actual politicians that want to go and buck the system. They want yes men. There is a shadow government that is calling the shots. You know that. You're not a dummy. I'm not a dummy. He is perfect. When you have a shadow government, a guy like John Fetterman, who's going to probably take all the heat off, take all, you know, he's literally going to be like a walking joke. But if he's going to vote your way in every single instance, it doesn't matter. It's great. He's even better because then he takes off a lot of the attention off the real politicians that are smart, that are actually circumventing our freedom. So I think John Fetterman, sadly, not qualified for the job, but he's going to give us an endless amount of content over Lord knows until the thing growing from his neck takes over his body and his brain.
Him and
we're some great content.
Yeah, him and his wife Esmeralda. You know that his office is in a bell tower. That's not a joke,
no,
by the way.
Quasimodo.
I'm not
joking.
Joking.
It really is.
No, it is.
Wow.
No, guys, put it in. Just so you can see it. Put in John Fetterman office bell tower. Go ahead. I know it's
that. They call her. They call her Jersey Giselle. I mean, there's something goofy about her as well.
No, she's got some vibes. She's got something. She's got, like, Fetterman under, like, a witchcraft spell or something, I think.
Well, it's 90 Day Fiancé. You know, she was an illegal immigrant, and then she married him and got her green card, you know, good for her. And you didn't know that. You didn't know that. Yes.
I missed that one.
But nobody's earned a green card harder than having to sleep with John Fetterman. So she earned that green card. I mean, I'm not upset that she got that.
She's the new senator of Pennsylvania. No, she's the new senator.
Oh, for sure. She's calling the shot. She has Michael Obama vibes going on. She's the shadow senator right now.
For sure. And that's why she's always seen with him. She's the one marching him around. There's basically like an invisible leash that she has him on as they climb up the bell tower. I mean, what are they going to do? Like install like an actual bell that he can like hang and swing from? And like, John Fetterman!
Well, and listen, we got Fetterman, which I know he's, you know, politics stink, but he's going to be endless. And then Nancy Pelosi's out of there. She's getting fired. I mean, that was, you know, I was at Mar-a-Lago, and I'm not trying to name drop like I'm some cool guy. But when it came to Trump, I have to say, every single person there, who I spoke to personally, also had nice things to say about Ron DeSantis. So that makes me worry about this is going to be a primary where I hope they don't kill each other. But on top of that, when Trump was dunking on the left, those are some of his best dunks, was dunking on, you know, Fetterman or Joe Biden, naming the wrong state, you know, saying that he's in Florida. So I guess my whole point is I'm just a little nervous to see what the future holds. But I like the Donald Trump calling out Nancy Pelosi for losing her spot. I like this kind of whatever 2016 vibes. Yeah. But I don't know if we can recapture it exactly the same.
It definitely is already feeling 2016 to me. It definitely is already the sequel to 2016, whether Hillary ends up throwing her hat in the ring or not. But this has 2016 written all over it. No offseason, just right into the presidential election cycle now. But I think the issue, you know, look, I'm not too worried about a heated primary season. Trump went through it before. And he ended up being a good ally with Rubio and Cruz that basically took each other through the ringer. So I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. But I don't want to get ahead of ourselves either because I just feel like DeSantis hasn't even announced he's running. He's still taking care of business in Florida. They just had another hurricane. So I think this is Trump, though, before the primary season even starts, saying, all right, anybody who wants to get in the ring with me, get ready because I'm swinging for the fences. So come on in if you want, but... He really wants to be president again. That's how I see it.
Yeah, and definitely Trump is the rightful heir to the throne because of what happened in 2020, you know, having it stolen from him. So that's, I mean, I'm empathetic to Trump. He's in line for it. I just don't want a guy that has every single option in the world. He even talked about it in his speech. He said, I don't need to be president. And he points to beautiful Mar-a-Lago. He's like, this is where I live every day. And I actually want to go move to Washington, D.C. This is very dumb.
Yeah, which is a dump right now.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, why leave? Beautiful. He's at West Palm Beach. He's looking at the ocean. The weather is 75 degrees. I mean, it couldn't be any more beautiful. The most opulent place. Service. I mean, the service there. Service with a smile. You think Chick-fil-A has good service? Go to Mar-a-Lago. And he wants to give that all up so he can be best friends with Kevin McCarthy and hang out in D.C. I mean, it doesn't actually make sense when you got Melania at home. Just go play golf and be a Melania. But at the same time, he's Donald Trump. He's one of the biggest and baddest to ever exist. So I could never give him advice. I could only take advice from a guy like Donald Trump.
Boy, wouldn't that be the life? Play golf and then go home to Melania? I better stop. All right, Alex Stein. Alex Stein, the legend, is with us here. We thank you for joining us, Alex. And just thank you for making us laugh.
No, I appreciate it, Owen. Thank you for always giving me a platform to come on here and speak some truth. And that's the other thing is Owen.
Hey, man.
You know, there's not a lot of us left, so I'm very grateful to call you a friend.
Anytime you want to come on these airwaves and rub your pussy on the camera, we're perfectly fine with it.
It's his cat. It's legal.
Come on, guys. Don't get your minds out of the gutters. Jeez.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Number. We're just going to do open lines. Anything is fair game. Open lines. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. I just ask that you have your point ready to go so that we can take as many calls as efficiently and effectively as possible here on this Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show, and then we'll go right into Sunday Night Live with your calls as well, ahead of Vivian Kubrick and the other guests in studio. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are still on air, and this is driving the deep state and the globalists mad. They are just driven to insanity, and what they would really like is for this audience to be separated from Alex Jones. And that's why they lie about Alex so much, to try to deceive you, to separate Alex from this audience. Because it's true, folks. It's true. The real thing they hate about Alex, the real thing that scares them about Alex, is not necessarily that he tells the truth all the time and goes on air and tells the truth and has been proven right and vindicated about so much. Really, what they're afraid of is the fact that it's an audience of millions of people that also get the truth and the information right here at InfoWars. And so that's what they want to separate, that's what they want to shut down, is the millions of people being informed and then paying it forward. And that's why it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that is so crucial to keep it on the air. And look what you've done. We're still here every day. We've got the great studios. We've got the great crew. We're not slowing down. So your investment at InfoWarsStore.com has paid off. Now is the time. Do some Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. All kinds of great gift ideas, whether it's the great supplements to keep you happy and healthy, or the Alex Jones book, a good read for somebody, maybe some stocking stuffers like the toothpaste, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But this is how we stay on air. So we appreciate your support. We are grateful and thankful for your support, and we urge you to continue supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com, and we will continue to come on air here every day telling the truth, leading the way, the tip of the spear of the resistance to global tyranny, right here, this crew, this audience, and us on the air with you. And it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes it possible. And, of course, your words of support, encouragement, your prayers, sharing the links, telling friends and family. It's all the actions you take to keep us on the air and thriving. But don't forget, almost all the store right now at InfoWarsStore.com is half off. That's part of the Black Friday comes early sales. So huge discounts right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We hope you will take advantage. All right, as we're getting the calls lined up here, let's look at some of this other news I have on my desk. Now, Donald Trump was reinstated, as it's being said, by Elon Musk on Twitter. And it's kind of been a weird process because it's the original Donald Trump account, but he had to get all of the new followers. So all of his followers were erased, but all of his old tweets were still up. And so people are kind of going back and remembering all of the classic Trump tweets. But it's funny two big ones that are getting a lot of attention right now are the two tweets from Donald Trump on January 6th. Both tweets where he calls for peace. Both tweets. And they say, Trump's an insurrectionist. Trump wanted to overthrow the government. Really? He called for peace, and all of his supporters went home when we were asked to. So they're obviously lying about that. It's one of the biggest lies they've ever told. But it's amazing, isn't it, that Donald Trump was on Twitter less than 24 hours and already had double the amount of followers of Joe Biden? Yeah. Keep telling me about 81 million votes for Joe, though. Keep telling us about that. And then, apparently, whether this was actually what Elon Musk was thinking or not, I don't know. Some people think he may have been up to something else when he put out a poll, should Donald Trump be reinstated. Now, what happened was, as I was monitoring this, what happened was, as soon as the poll went out, for the first about half an hour, let's say, it immediately shot up. It was consistently between 65 and 70% of the replies saying, yes, reinstate Donald Trump. And then something happened. Amazingly, the same thing that happens with every election. Slowly but surely, the tides turned, and slowly but surely, to not reinstate Trump was leading the way. And so it went from 70% saying to reinstate Trump to 65% saying reinstate Trump, and then all the way down to 52%, which ultimately was the final number, and Elon Musk said, okay, I'll bring him back. But see, what happens if the count would have kept going eventually, no would have won instead of yes. Just like with our elections. But the difference is we had a finite time. They had a finite window of time to try to rig that poll. And when the clock ran out, they didn't have the votes. But see, when they keep the clock running and they keep adding time to the clock, they always find the votes. Now, some people think Elon Musk set a bot trap with this poll, set a bot trap to find out where a lot of this activity comes from. And I'm sure he noticed as well that in the early stages, it was heavily supportive of Trump. And then slowly but surely, the bot farms came to change the poll, but they couldn't get enough. So a lot of people think Musk may have laid a bot trap with that poll. Either way, though, Trump has said he's not going to be going back on Twitter because he's got his own thing at True Social. I get it. I think it's kind of an ego thing. I think he should come back and start tweeting again. But for now, he says no. Elon Musk also said he would not reinstate Alex Jones, even though now we have this story. Reinstate Alex Jones. Sandy Hook victim family member tells Elon Musk to bring back InfoWars founder. So even they like free speech on that issue. But he says, this is JT Lewis in his tweet, Elon, I lost my brother in Sandy Hook. My family has been harassed by hoaxers for a decade, but you should reinstate Alex Jones. Coordinated efforts to censor and ban him off social media only deepens his base by, in their eyes, substantiating their crazy conspiracy theories. Oh, substantiating their crazy conspiracy theories like all the others, like Jeffrey Epstein, Pedophile Island, Lolita Express, Bill Clinton, and all that, like that crazy conspiracy theory. It's funny, it's like, So here's the argument is, you're proving them right. Yeah, duh, that's the point. We were right. That's why they censor us. And so even when it's happening in real time and they realize Alex Jones is being proven right, the excuse is somehow, you're proving Alex Jones right. Stop it. It's not proving Alex Jones right. Alex Jones was right. It's not substantiating what Alex Jones talks about. He was always right. Jeffrey Epstein, just one of the many examples. Dozens of court documents relating to eight of the pedophile Jeffrey Epstein associates to be unsealed. Will we get anything here? Somehow I doubt it. The media will cover it up. Or maybe it was the whole ivermectin thing. Oh, we were right about that too. Oh, FDA backtracks during trial and now claims not taking ivermectin for COVID-19 was merely a recommendation. No, they banned ivermectin. They banned you from talking about ivermectin. They banned you from purchasing or selling ivermectin. And now that the tests have come out and proven ivermectin works, they say, oh, we never said anything about that. That never happened. What a bunch of scumbag liars. And they all want us shut down because we tell the truth. And then that proves we're right. And then they say, see, you're proving...
At the time of cutting this announcement, we are halfway into the month of November 2022. We're running the biggest sale of the year right through December, but many of our best-selling products will sell out in the next week to 2 weeks and will not be back in stock for at least 2 to 3 months. So now is the time to get up to 60% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com on amazing products like X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, DNA Force Plus, Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. There are so many other incredible products available at InfoWarsStore.com. It would take an hour to list them all. My book, The Great Reset, The War for the World, unsigned copies and signed copies, again available at InfoWarsStore.com. Please do your Christmas shopping early and support the InfoWar at this critical juncture for America and the future of the world. Again, the biggest sales of the year running now. Most of the products are still in stock, but not for long at InfoWarsStore.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Weekend, and of course, not without controversy. The Middle East, Qatar specifically, not exactly LGBTQ friendly, but of course, the left that has to take over everything and make it their totalitarian, authoritarian stamped approval of everything. They tried to inject their LGBTQ propaganda into the Qatari World Cup. England and Harry Kane have been banned from wearing the One Love armband at World Cup, and it's the gay flag with One Love, and it's all about one planetary government. You know, the people in the Middle East don't really want to be controlled by another country. So, yeah. Yeah. And they're not really pro-gay either. So that's not going to work for you. U.S. men's soccer team ditches American colors for gay pride flag to take a stand. Let's see how that one goes. So it looks like the U.S. was a little smarter with their gay propaganda. We do gay a little better than you over there in England. You guys just have a silly little arm patch. We changed our logo to the gay flag. Ha-ha. See? We're smarter than you. Let's see them ban the gay flag, which is now our logo. Tell us we can't have a logo. But isn't that the story? Isn't that the real story, what the left really wants to do? Replace the American flag with the gay flag? That's why they're doing it in classrooms? Isn't that the real story? Isn't this part of a bigger picture? Of course it is. They're just doing it right in front of your face. Yeah, we're removing the USA flag, and we're replacing it with the gay flag. And if you don't like that, you're a bigot. So let's see what happens with that issue when America plays tomorrow. And then there have been other issues, and they're trying to make it this big thing because they're not allowing sales of alcohol at the games. And this is obviously upsetting towards most soccer fans, so they'll still find a way to get drunk, if not drunker now because of it. Also, the fact that Qatar, that bribed FIFA to even have the World Cup, doesn't even have the infrastructure to support it. So I think all these stories are kind of distracting from that. But, of course, they've got to make it gay. You know, it's all about making everything gay, and it's all about telling you that we're replacing the American flag with the gay flag, and just get with it, because we're taking the stand. We're better than you. We're liberal supremacists, and we can take your flag and replace it with the gay flag, because that's what we do. F you. We're liberals. That's what it is. All right. You know, we got an interesting situation happening in Alaska. It's just another example of Republicans just crapping the bed. And so let's go to Kai on this issue, and that's the ranked choice voting. Kai, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi. I want to talk about how insidious that FTX is. Our governor last year put in a, what would you say she is? Someone on the board. Her name is Ellie Rubenstein. And her father is David Rubenstein. Does that name ring a bell?
Yes.
CFR Carlyle Group. Mm-hmm. RPFD, they invested into that FTX, and lots of money was lost.
Yeah, $32 billion.
You're on it. And also, they came and they funded our Lisa Murkowski.
Yes, they did.
They funded the Congresswoman Petola, who no one even knew who she was. She didn't even have a campaign.
Let me just make sure the audience understands what's happening in Alaska. They have this ranked choice voting, which is like series of elimination style voting. And now you have two Republicans on the ticket. And so the Republicans' vote gets split. And then the Democrat in some of these races ends up getting more votes because there were two Republicans on the ticket and one Democrat. And so you're sitting there and you're like, what are the Republicans doing? Like, what are you? It's like if you saw someone like running into blades, like running into knives, you'd say, why are you running into that knife? What are you doing? That's what the Republicans did in Alaska. And then the other thing that happened was Murkowski was losing to Shivaka. Shivaka was winning. They just keep counting votes. Now Murkowski's ahead. I mean, what is that?
It's a nightmare, and no one knows why. They're like, okay, I ranked the vote. I didn't rank the vote. I did this. I did that. Why is my vote going to the... And, like, no one knows what the hell is going on with this ranked choice voting. It's a nightmare.
I think it's pretty clear. They're testing a system. I think what's happening is they're testing this system in Alaska because they're always looking for new ways to rig elections. And so that's what they're doing, is they're testing this new ranked choice scam in Alaska to see if they can pull off the scam there, and then they'll try to apply it nationwide. Now, I don't think it's going to take, but that's what I think is happening here.
They're already starting a petition to get rid of it.
Oh, it's a disaster.
It's an absolute disaster. If any state out there tries doing it, vote it down, because it's a friggin' nightmare.
But, yes, you tie in the FTX scenario, because it was Mitch McConnell that took $2.5 million from FTX and campaign donations, and he funneled a lot of that money to Lisa Murkowski. That was his biggest issue, was to get Murkowski over Shibaka in. And again, folks, I'm telling you, Shibaka was leading the entire time. Literally, she has been leading the entire time until the last 48 hours. All of a sudden, Lisa Murkowski takes the lead, the swamp Republican that Mitch McConnell wanted so badly.
There you go. I'm really impressed. You know all the information up here.
Well, that's my job.
Thank you, Owen.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to Sean now in Nebraska. Sean, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, good to talk again, Owen. I just got a message for Elon Musk. Let's ditch the electric cars. Let's bring back the water-powered cars. I think all of you know anyone that's tried to do this is not around anymore. I think if one day Elon just made a speech and said, hey, I've turned this factory from electric to water power. And also, Elon, if you're going to bring Donald Trump back, you have to bring Alex Jones back. There would be no Donald Trump without Alex Jones. Let's not get the horse or the carriage in front of the horse here.
Well, I would like Elon Musk. I mean, he doesn't owe us an explanation, but, and I don't think he cares either. He kind of does look at himself as like the king of Twitter now. I think he kind of likes it, and that's fine. But I'd like to hear the explanation why Alex Jones, he just says no. I'd like to hear the explanation, and maybe he changes his mind. Maybe he's just trolling, but, you know, let's hear the explanation. Okay, you're in charge of Twitter now. You're going to be the free speech the decision maker here. So let's hear the logic. Let's hear why. Let's hear why Trump comes back and why Jones doesn't. I mean, let's at least get an explanation, but nothing offered so far.
No, nothing at all. And I, like I say, let's bring back that water engine. Forget the electric thing. We all have water. But the electric's not environmentally savvy. It's just, I don't know.
You are aware of the guy that was making the water-powered engine in Buffalo, I'm assuming?
I'm aware of several that are not sure. With us anymore.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, and the same thing happens with people that find cures for cancer, I've noticed, too.
Yeah, and speaking of that, I'm in remission of cancer, so Joe Biden, wait for that cure.
Where's he that? Promised. Joe Biden promised he'd cure cancer.
He promised me, but, yeah, here I am. I got to take the poison, not the cure.
Oh. Well, God bless you, Sean.
God bless you, Owen, and I love you, brother, and I love all you guys, and keep a good fight going.
Man, you know, I really do love this audience, I got to tell you. I really do love this audience. Let's get one more caller in before the break. Max in Kansas. Max, 60 seconds, fire away.
Hey, and we love you too, Owen. So what I want to talk about is Trump's speech last week. I got to be honest with you, I really wasn't the biggest fan of it, and I was a big... And I still am an advocate for him in 2024. But he really didn't bring anything new to the table during that speech. It was very monotone. I found it a little boring, to be honest. And he wasn't touching on the right issues, I don't think.
I think there were two things. The two things to take away was in-person, same-day voting, paper ballots. And then, he briefly touched on the Biden corruption. But really, it's the voting thing that he needs to be a bigger fuss of.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what made him so popular in 2016 is that he ran against globalism. You know, he was running against foreign wars. He was running against China exploiting America. And I just think that we really need to see that same energy again. And he needs to do a good job of bringing that back, or he's not going to be gaining the support that he had then in 2020.
All right, Max, let me respond to that on the other side of this break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We always have our biggest sales of the year in November and December. And 2022 is no different. But now as we reach the midway point in the month of November, it's very important to understand that we have almost all of our great InfoWars Live products in stock. But most of them are very close to selling out. We won't get more for several months, give longer. Some will take 3-4 months to get back in. We're talking about DNA Force Plus. We're talking about X3, from a Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Super Mel Vitality. The list goes on and on. But despite the fact that they're all selling out, I want to pass these savings on to you, and we need funds in to continue operating. So this is a year-end blowout sale. 2023 will be here before we know it. So do your Christmas shopping early, support the InfoWar, boost your immune system and your overall well-being at InfoWarStore.com with the up to 60% off sale with promo code 1776 at checkout. Get these great products while you still can and support the InfoWar. Thank you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
To the caller's comments on Trump's speech the other night, and overall I would say I agree. I don't want to play into the media's narrative saying, oh, Trump's boring, he's lame, nobody cares about him anymore. Really, 250,000 people, actually 500,000 people tuned in to watch him live on Rumble. Joe Biden can't get 10 people to watch any of his videos on YouTube, even though it's totally promoted. So Trump totally censored and relegated to the dark corners of the internet like Rumble, which that's not a shot at Rumble. It's just obviously it's not mainstream. And he gets 500,000 live views on Right Side Broadcasting. Joe Biden can't get 5 views on any of the videos he does on YouTube. His big last speech got 1.7 live viewers, 1,700. So in that regard, Trump's announcement speech was a smashing success. But for people concerned that it was boring and wonky and nothing new, I wouldn't be too concerned, because I say this to people that have that concern. I say, well, what do you remember from Trump's announcement speech in 2015? Can you tell me what you remember from that? Probably nothing. You probably don't remember much from that speech at all. So as far as importance of the speech, I don't think much is there. It was the generation of the headlines, the generation of the interest, and just the energy brought back to the Republican Party with the announcement, which is the real story to me. But here's where I think it needs to go, and maybe this is them deciding to go differently than 2016, but I think, you know, it was successful. I don't know why you would abandon it. I want less wonk and more honk is how I describe it. I want less wonk and more honk. President Trump's speech was very wonky. He doesn't need to be wonky. He's not a political wonk. He shouldn't be a political wonk. He should be Donald Trump, and he should be more honky. We're in the clown world. We're living in the clown world. Let's honk it up with the clowns. And that's part of the problem of the Republican Party that you're seeing on display right now with people like Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan, Trump will probably lose if he is the 2024 GOP. Yeah, that's the same thing you said in 2016. He won. Why don't you just shut up already? But see, that's the whole split is the Republicans want to say, oh, we need to get back to business as usual. We need to get back to being cut and straight in D.C. politics. Blah, blah, blah. No, we don't, actually. That's nothing but death for the country. So, no, that's not what we need to do. We need to do the exact opposite of that. Oh, we need to get back to business as usual. No more of this Trumpism. Wrong-o. Wrong-o. You need more of the Trumpism. And you're going to sit here and act like, in good faith, that the Democrats are ever going to play by the rules? That the Democrats are ever going to play things squarely? Give me a break. They've put us into this clown world. So let's honk it up with them. And so when I'm talking about this, I'm dead serious. Donald Trump, I don't know why he's not having a rally in Georgia. It's just a joke. It's just an absolute joke. The Republicans abandoning Georgia again. I don't know why there isn't a Trump rally in Georgia with a voter registration booth a mile away from an early voting center, and you tell the 20,000 people, 30,000 people that come into the Trump rally, go vote. It's right down the street. Go vote right now. You can do this twice, three times, four times, five times. You can do it. But because the Republican Party doesn't want to embrace Trump, and because the Republican Party doesn't care about that Senate seat, they're just going to let that opportunity go. But that's what the Republicans want to do. You're not going to get any of these law changed before the 2024 presidential election, I believe. You're still going to do the mail-in ballots, the ballot drop boxes, all of it. Early voting, it's not going anywhere. So you better realize, you better play by those rules or you're going to lose. So yes, I want less wonk and more honk. I don't want a Trump rally to be like that, a wonky political speech. I want a Trump rally to be a gigantic party. Yeah, get Kid Rock to do a concert. Yeah, get Travis Tritt to do a concert. Yeah, get performers. Throw it back. Make it feel retro. Make it feel fun again. Make MSNBC do a stand-up report in front of a Ferris wheel with a bunch of kids running around having a good time, laughter behind them, saying, this is a white supremacist event. This is an extremist event. And it's a Ferris wheel with a bunch of kids having a good time behind them. Make MSNBC file that. Make them have their mostly peaceful riot moment again. Capture that moment. Show the world what they are. Force their hand. Put up a giant Ferris wheel. Put big Trump in gold on it if you want. And then have MSNBC standing there, chest out. This is a white supremacist event. This is an extremist event. And then the people are watching, seeing children and families running around, smiling, playing carnival games. Have a dunking booth with somebody in a Joe Biden costume. You throw a ball, you dunk them in the booth. I'm serious. Less wonk, more honk. I want beach balls. I want people slapping beach balls around while Trump is speaking like it's a music festival or a ball game. Have vendors running around selling drinks and food. Less wonk, more honk. Make it so fun. Make it so enjoyable that nobody can hate it. And then, of course, the haters are going to hate. And that's when you say, okay, here you go. Come on, MSNBC. Here you go. Here's your little place to do your stand-up. It's right in front of this Ferris wheel. With all the children playing and having a great time with their moms and dads and grandma and grandpa and everything. And Here you go. Here you go. Tell everybody what a bad event it is. Tell everybody how hateful it is. Come on. Let's see it. That's what it needs to be. Less wonk, more honk. All right, let's squeeze another phone call in before we will take your phone calls, though, into the next hour, just so you know if you're on the line. We've got a couple international callers, so let me go now to Mike in England. Mike, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Just want to let you know we love you, and we are praying for you.
Thank you.
For your protection.
Thank you.
Real quickly, I remember seeing, and it was probably on InfoWars or Prison Planet, that during when Biden was still vice president, there was an interview, or he was at a barbecue outside someplace, so it was quite an informal event. And they're all having fun, lovely time. They bring up the issue of gun confiscation that Obama was talking about. It was in the news because there was probably some big false flag that had happened, you know, how they do this regularly. And so he's asked about it. And he says very clearly, you know, very fluently, they're not going to take my guns.
And Joe Biden said that.
Joe Biden said that. Clear as day. I think he said at least twice in the statement.
That's great. We should try to find that and then, like, play the new clip where Joe Biden says, yeah, we're going to ban assault weapons, and then play Biden, yeah, you're not going to take my gun.
Delicious ironies. And I've looked for it, and it's been a while, but all you get is current stuff. You can't get anything old.
You're telling me that Joe Biden is a liar and a fraud and a phony?
I don't need to say it.
Of course, though. We've got clips of Obama. Obama used to be anti-gay marriage. Joe Biden used to be anti-gay marriage. They don't have any values. They don't have any principles. They don't stand on any ground. They just use and abuse politics to gain power. That's all it is.
Yeah, definitely. Also, I think we need to have impeach some judges. If any, you know, I think there needs to be lawsuits coming up challenging these rigged elections. And if they use the excuse, oh, well, you don't have standing, that's a dereliction of duty. And the Nuremberg trials, they had trials for judges that did not fulfill their duty, that could have stopped a lot of the atrocities. And I think it's time to hold these people accountable. Everyone that votes, every citizen, certainly for the national elections, for any senator or representative, every single U.S. voter, legitimate voter, has standing, because we're all affected by it. So I think that needs to be pushed forward. And if they start feeling that little fire under the feet, they might change their tune a little bit.
Well, it's a nice proposal. It's probably never going to happen, sadly. I think the best way to try to mitigate all of the election fraud and all the shenanigans is to just play by their rules. The minute Republicans start ballot harvesting, the minute Republicans start stuffing mail-in drop boxes with ballots, the minute Republicans start using and abusing the early voting system is the minute the Democrats cancel it all. It's that simple. So that's the way I see it. You just have to overwhelm the system with their own lunacy until they cry to shut it down. Kind of like with the police issue. They said defund the police. They defund the police. Cities turn to ultimate violence. And then what do? They say, we need to fund the police. Darn those Republicans defunding them. All right, Mike. Thank you for the call. That does it for the Alex Jones Show. But short break, and we come back right with Sunday Night Live. And so everybody that's on the line, we will take your call. You do not need to hang up. We will take your call as soon as we start Sunday Night Live. Remember, folks, shop InfoWarsStore.com. You like the Alex Jones Show? You want to keep it on air? Shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.